and heal the injured and bring home the captives, and Be'ezrat Hashem really give Am Yisrael unbelievable miracles, unbelievable protection in these days. And we should be zocher to see Eliyahu HaNavi and Mashiach already today. So the last thing that we touched on is a mitzvah that's called Birkat HaIlanot, the blessings of the tree. And that is something that you do once a year, and that is generally on trees that their fruits are edible, not decorative trees that are for shade. Basically one of the reasons is we thank Hashem, because if you noticed in your backyard until about a month ago, you saw everything was if you had a fruit tree, it was dry. All of a sudden, you got all these little green things coming. It's like it's actual teyat amativ. It's actually resurrection of the dead. So, what is the bracha? And the bracha is blessed are you Hashem, the King of the universe, for nothing is lacking in His universe, and He created it good in it good creatures and good trees to cause mankind pleasure with them. So basically everything that Hashem has created for us to enjoy. So a lot of times also there are certain things that, yes, you know, you may not like a certain fruit or whatever, but no, Hashem says, no, at least taste it so you can say Shehiyanu. Why? Because there's a spark in there, perhaps there is something there, you know, that only you can fix. So everything God created, we have to have a part, we can say a bracha. Also, he says, when you do the bracha, there's Birkat, the blessing over the trees, you should have kavana, that if there is any sparks of living sparks in there, that this bracha is going to elevate those sparks. Also, Birkat Ilanot, he says that it's actually preferable if a person can do it right on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and that's the best thing to do. But if you can wait a couple days so you can do it with a minyan, then you're actually better off to do that. Also, he says the place to say the bracha is actually you should have a proximity of two trees. So when you're actually seeing two trees, that's better as opposed to one tree. And then also some people will actually go out of town. So meaning to say go out of town is you go out to, let's say, past Simi, Camarillo, all of a sudden you have all these trees over there, you know. So it makes an impression on the eyes, like, wow, look at all these almond trees. You know, it does something to you. He says, interestingly enough, today we know that a lot of fruit trees are how do you call them? That way you mixes, hybrids. Hybrids. So he says, the chetila, no, you, hybrid?
They're grafted.
Grafted, yeah. Grafted. So he says, for the chetila, you should not, you know? Like if you saw, if they grafted a mango and a peach together, he says, no, you should actually probably not say.
Hybrid,
whatever it is. So he says, you should probably not do a bracha on that one because it's really against God's will. Okay, God did not create it. Sometimes we think we're going to be smart and create a fruit that, you don't know. But God says, you don't know all the DNA that I had in mind by doing something, thing, you could actually cause bad things. You know, so he says, Yechetila, you should not say a bracha on this. And also,
I mean, we shouldn't eat them?
If you saw something really weird.
No. I'm talking about, should we not eat them, though?
You know what? I don't know. I would probably stay away from some of these things. I mean,
do you make a bracha?
I think you do. I don't know. I can't tell you that. You know, you should probably ask Rabbi Van on that one. Also, he says also a person who is blind, he should not say the bracha, but he should hear it from another person. And he says you can on Shabbat say the bracha, and ladies are also obligated in saying this bracha. Tiskru mitzvah, we'll do class tonight about 6:30, minha 6:50.